Joe Gibbs, the NFL Coach of the Year in his second season. Victory for old DC.
There's something special in these stitches. Because sewn into this fabric is all that was once good in Washington.
And I want you to know that each one of you has a small piece of this trophy today.
It's the grit and the glory. It's a city brought together with a spirit that made steel shake and opponents quake. It's three Lombardis earned, not given. This isn't just a uniform. It's a reminder of who we've always been. Because history doesn't fade. It fuels the future. It's the same fight, same cry, same city behind it. We wear the past like armor, but we fight for what's next.
It's the first time I've heard it. That is the video that went with the announcement today of the alt uniforms for the upcoming season. They are, minus the logo on the helmet, they are what I have always referred to as the team's championship uniforms. Good morning, everybody. I bet we could do uniforms for 3 hours, but we're not going to do uniforms for 3 hours, but we are going to talk about uniforms today. Mike Rizzo was on with the Junkies last hour. You'll hear some of that. If you missed it live, we'll play some of that back for you. Barry's Verluga was on my podcast with me yesterday. He had some really interesting thoughts about why the Nats are where they are and what they should do next. All of that on the show and more today. No tennis talk today, although I am paying attention to and will pay attention to Ben Shelton's effort today against Jannik Sinner in the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. Ben Shelton could be the next American star and maybe the U.S.'s first major Grand Slam winner in 22 years. That's possible. I'm not expecting it, but I think he's going to win a major or two in the coming years and become a big-time star in this country, too, where we don't care about tennis as much as the rest of the world does. Good morning, everybody. We knew that the unveiling of the alt uniforms for this coming season would take place today. The team put it out. It is, you know, what we've talked about for many, many months. It is a throwback to the threads that will make us feel like we're watching our team again. That's the best way I can put it. For three seasons, you know, 23, 24, and 25, I have felt, and I know many of you have felt, like an expansion team landed in town, and the passion was certainly disconnected in many ways. You know, whether it's permanently disconnected or not, we'll find out. Certainly, last year's team made great progress in roping a lot of people back in. This will help. It's not the, you know, end-all be-all for many of you. I understand that. The name is the most important thing. But without the name and without the look, man, it felt detached. It just did for the last three seasons. Now, they're only going to wear these uniforms in three games this year. Now, Max, I asked you this right before the show started because they put this press release out just moments ago, and it hit my inbox, and I was reading from it, and they're planning on wearing these Super Bowl-era uniforms for three games. They are the new alternate uniforms. They're going to wear them in week 9 against Seattle, week 13 against Denver, and then on Christmas Day against the Cowboys. I thought, and by the way, all of those games, if you didn't know, are primetime games. Seattle is a Sunday night game, at least as of now. It could always be flexed. Sunday night, November 2nd. The Denver game is Sunday night, November 30th. That is Thanksgiving weekend. And then the Dallas game is Christmas Day, a 1 o'clock kick out in Landover. I thought that teams could wear their alt uniforms up to four times per year.
So, excuse me, you are right. It was reported April 1st, 2025, on Monday at the annual league meetings, the league informed NFL team owners that their clubs could wear throwback or alternate jerseys up to four times in the 17-game regular season. That's up from the previous three. So, assuming that there are, I mean, obviously we know that they're going to be wearing these white alternates for three games, I have a feeling that we will probably see the black uniforms make an appearance at least one point during the season, but that might be the only time we see.
Okay, so you think there is going to be another alt uniform for one other game?
I think the black uniforms.
And by the way, I would think that obviously they would be the black. That's been the alt uniform. Are you allowed to have more than one alt?
I'm not 100% sure. I think you can't, because I mean, their teams have different combinations all the time, but that's obviously different from an alternate uniform.
It's from their core uniform.
So
they're permanent.
So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, you can wear white, you know, they obviously could wear burgundy on burgundy or whatever that color was. They could wear white on white. They could wear white on burgundy. They could wear burgundy on white. You can always do that with your current permanent uniform. You know, that's got to be laid out before the season starts. You've got to announce what you're going to wear at home before the season starts, and then the teams that are traveling to that team then know what to wear well in advance. This happens before the season, but we don't know for sure whether or not you're allowed two alts. If you are allowed two alts, it's very possible that Washington will wear those black uniforms for a fourth game, or maybe this is just it. Maybe this is the alt uniform. I'm going to read from the press release, which was just sent. I'm going to read it to you right now. Washington Commanders announced new Super Bowl-era uniforms and helmet for 2025 season. Just so you know, the helmet is the helmet with the W on it. Now, the color of the helmet looks very much like the color of the championship uniform helmet without the logo. There are better people to describe the uniform, but for those of you who haven't seen it and you're just listening, think Super Bowl uniforms from 82, 87, 91, the uniform that they wore forever, white at home, burgundy pants, same colors, almost, I mean, the picture reflects something that's almost exact of what they wore during their championship era at home. And so that's what it is. Here's the press release from the team. On the 93rd anniversary of the inception of the franchise, the Washington Commanders have announced new Super Bowl-era uniforms and helmet honoring some of the greatest teams in the franchise's history. The uniform will debut on November 2nd when the team hosts Seattle on Sunday Night Football. The team will return to the historic threads during Week 13 as they welcome the Denver Broncos to Northwest Stadium on Sunday, November 30th, and again on Christmas Day when they host the Cowboys on Netflix. And here is a quote from the new team president, Mark Klaus, who, by the way, I give Josh Harris and company a lot of credit. They did not trot Mark Klaus out in front of the public and make him one of the faces of the franchise. I've said this many times before. By the way, I've said it to them, both in the current iteration and the old iteration. Nobody knows anybody but the owner, the general manager, the coach and the coaching staff and the players. We don't necessarily, as fans, give a rat's ass about who's in business development. And this team, of course, we knew who the PR people were, we knew who the team president was, etc. Mark Klaus, we talked about his resume. It is impressive. And from people that I know that have had conversations with him, very impressive. So here is, I think, with respect to the football team, okay, this might be the first quote we've had from him since he was hired in March. Quote, We are excited to celebrate Washington's incredible history with these iconic Super Bowl-era uniforms this season. Ever since Josh Harris and our ownership group acquired the team back in 2023, they've placed great value in finding ways to connect the past and present and honor those that made the burgundy and gold what it is today. These uniforms recognize the most successful era of our franchise, one that reflects a culture of excellence and encompasses many historical moments and special memories amongst our fan base. Our coaches, players, and the entire organization could not be more excited to celebrate our team's legacy while creating new memories in these uniforms this season. And then the rest of the press release, and it's not that long. The uniform design draws inspiration from an era that saw the team win 3 Super Bowls and 4 NFC championships under the leadership of Coach Joe Gibbs, and featured many iconic legends. The uniform's latest rendition has been intricately designed to pay tribute to the club's storied past while also appealing to a new generation of fans. Cut for modern performance standards, the Super Bowl-era uniform mimics that of the one worn for all 3 Super Bowl wins during the 80s and 90s. The white jersey is complemented by burgundy numbers outlined in gold on the front, back, and shoulder pads, as well as burgundy letters outlined in gold on each player's nameplate and burgundy and gold stripes on the sleeves. Burgundy pants are accompanied by white and gold stripes, and white socks are enhanced by burgundy and gold striping. The helmet features the iconic gold face mask and striping pattern worn for all 3 Super Bowl wins, with the addition of the current logo, which would be the W logo. Officially licensed Super Bowl era jerseys will be available for purchase in early September. Beginning on July 9th, Fanatics will launch its Notify Me feature, which where fans can sign up to receive notifications as to when they are available. Okay. Two things, maybe more, but let me just start with this. Number one, congratulations to ownership, to the front office, Mark Klaus, and everybody that was involved in this. I know and had shared with you back in the early fall of last year that the look of this team was important to ownership and important to not just Josh Harris and Mitchell Rales, who grew up with this team, and Mark Ein, who grew up with this team, but many of the other limited partners within ownership that either grew up rooting for the team or certainly understood the significance of the name and the branding to the fan base. They couldn't do anything, and we talked about this yesterday, and I'm going to talk about it again because, man, did you guys get after me yesterday, which is fine, about the old name. This is what they could do, and they did it well from my standpoint. I love this. Watching this team in this uniform will make me think that it's the team that I've rooted for my entire life. People laugh at things like that, but this is what's called branding attachment. And we were emotionally detached from the brand on February 2nd, 2022. And even before that, obviously, with the change of the name and the loss of the name in the summer of 2020. That is a real thing. And by the way, Mark Klaus knows this. He's worked in consumer goods his entire life. He understands branding. He understands emotional attachment and emotional detachment. And everything goes into emotional attachment. Name, uniforms, everything associated with branding, fight songs, etc. And this, to me, when I saw it, I'm like, I didn't know exactly what we were going to get. I told you going back to October, we were going to get something that resembled the old uniforms. To me, I couldn't have asked for anything more. I wanted the championship uniforms. I'm not against gold pants. That's a George Allen era thing that Bruce Allen brought back in 2010. You know, the gold pants. Because when Bruce was, you know, here with his father and his family during the 70s, 71 to 77, they wore gold pants. They wore burgundy at home. They wore dark and, you know, burgundy on gold at home. And then Joe Gibbs changed that when he arrived in 1981. Washington then, I'll never forget it, the opening game of the 1981 season, RFK Stadium, the Cowboys are in town for, it was a 1 o'clock kick. It was not like one of those high profile Cowboy Redskin games. 1 o'clock kick, RFK Stadium. And the new coach, Joe Jackson Gibbs, trots out with his team wearing white jerseys at home with burgundy pants. They had never worn white at home prior to that, unless it was in the 30s and 40s. Okay, but in my lifetime, it was always dark at home. And what was great about that day is that the Cowboys wore blue uniforms in FedEx, in RFK for the first time, in Washington for the first time. The Eagles had made the Cowboys within the division wear their blues every once in a while. The Giants had done it. The Cardinals, who were in the division at the time, had done it. But Washington was much more traditional. They stuck with burgundy gold pants at home until through the Jack Pardee years in 78, 79, and 80. And then when Gibbs arrived, so did white at home, burgundy pants, and what happened over the next, you know, decade plus, three Super Bowls, four Super Bowl trips, and five NFC championship game appearances. And, you know, they would wear those white and burgundy on the road a lot because a lot of the teams they played wore dark at home. But they always ended up in their dark jerseys, which were burgundy tops and white pants on the road against the Cowboys, because back then the Cowboys only wore white at home. And they still do unless they've got an alt thing going on Thanksgiving or for another, you know, game. This, congratulations. You guys got this right. From my standpoint, very subjective thing, obviously. Very subjective. But from my standpoint, these three games, it's going to feel, you know, I won't love the full screen Chiron that says, you know, Commanders 14, Seahawks 3 at the end of the first quarter. I'm not going to like seeing that. I'm not going to like hearing touchdown Commanders. But at least it'll look like it used to look. So that's number one. Congrats to everybody out there that had anything to do with this. Mark Klaus, Josh Harris, Mitchell Rails, Mark Ein, everybody in ownership, everybody in marketing, everybody in merchandising, everybody that was consulted. Congratulations on this. Number two. This is what I told you last October when I had this, I think probably before anybody else had it, that they were going to go with the older look for alts in 25. And then I mentioned, and I'm going to mention it again now, I think this is the first step. And I was told this back in October, and I told all of you this back in October. I think this is the first step to something permanent. I don't know if that's in 2026. I don't know if it's in 2027, but I think that they understand branding, the importance of branding, the importance of what that attachment to the brand meant. They understand how it was disconnected in the summer of 2020, and then even more so by essentially two guys who came into town for a cup of coffee and knew nothing about our franchise and what they did in 2022. And this is, I think, going to be something that we will see. You know, part of what will probably drive that decision will be, you know, sales, merchandising, revenue, and, you know, what kind of season they have. Because I wish they could hold out that fourth appearance. Maybe they're holding out that fourth alt uniform for a playoff game, Max. Maybe they're holding it out for a playoff game. Are you allowed to do that?
You can. I think you can wear like alternate pants during the, because it was in the article. The secondary rule change is that teams can now wear their alternate pants in the playoffs. Previous teams could only wear pants from the primary section of the closet in the playoffs. So
right.
Pants, but so we might see more of the gold stripe, but we probably won't be seeing the white jerseys.
I'll tell you, seriously, I so wish in looking at this, I so wish, I mean, obviously, what I would wish for is that they could be the Redskins, but they can't. I so wish they were just the Washington football team right now. And these are the skins. That's what I'm looking at right here. All right, we got more to get to. I do want to hear from you, though. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I love them. Kudos, props, congrats to everybody involved in this. I feel like, you know, it's indicative of, not that we haven't had examples of this already since they bought the team in the summer of 2023. We're coming up, by the way, we're two and a half weeks away from the two-year anniversary of the sale being finalized. We've had other examples, but I feel like it's just, like, finally, after 24, 25 years, there are people in the organization who get it, who understand it, who feel it. You know, on days like today, when you hear people say, I can't believe you guys make such a big deal, nine times out of ten, those people have never felt it like we have before. So just ignore that. It's not important. They're entitled to their opinion. It's not important. Look, some people who have lived it and felt it may not care that much either, because they may have already checked out. I didn't know how I was going to feel when I saw it today. I knew it was coming at some point today. But it is definitely a passion starter, because I've been without great passion for a long time now. Still interested, still here talking about it every day, but without the level of passion that I had through, you know, 2019, 2020, certainly through 2019. I think, you know, we all know the feelings started to get chased away by the Snyder era. But how do you feel in seeing these things? I think they got it right. I think it's a really good sign, once again, that these people get it. Yeah, was I frustrated every single time Josh Harris came out and said, yeah, we're not talking about that. That's not a priority right now. You know, winning, you know, reconnecting with the community, the stadium, and all those things should have been priorities. But as I said, you know, during those days and weeks and months, these people are big boys. They can do more than one thing at the same time. And they were working on these things. They just couldn't, you know, come out and say anything until they, you know, had basically a really good opportunity to end up back on the RFK site. Now, as far as the name goes, that was still in flux. That was still in flux during the season last year. Trust me on that. That was not definitely, you know, not Redskins. Redskins has always been out. But in terms of changing the name, that was in play until they won 12 games and two road playoff games. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you've seen them, your thoughts on them. If you have, you know, I'm wondering why they're not wearing them for four games. That's what I'm wondering. Why not a fourth game? Why not maximize it? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.